This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We know what you're thinking. What the hell is this tasty piece of podcast content? Well, it's not quite a full episode, but it's still enriching as fuck. Welcome back to another tips episode of the Story Studio Podcast with your host, Daniel Wilcox.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Story Studio. So today I'm going to be answering the question, how do you juggle writing around a full-time job? Now, I know that I'm not alone in this position. I know that there are a lot of people out there that wish they had more time for writing, that find it difficult to fit writing into their day-to-day lives. I know that when I first started to take writing seriously, that it was incredibly tricky to try and find time to commit towards my writing. And I mean, I'm the father as well of a 2-year-old. So my mornings are normally taken the minute that my son wakes up, and in the evenings they're normally filled until at least 7, 8 p.m. And then by that time, I'm far too tired. Or at least that was my excuse when I began taking writing more seriously. I think it's one of those situations where you need to know what it is you want in the long run. So for me, I always wanted to write a novel. I wanted to write something of substantial length. But obviously going from, you know, doing nothing and working as well to tackling an 80,000, 100,000 word project was, it was never going to happen. So I began with short stories and kind of worked my way up from there, because I knew that's what I wanted to do. When it came around to when do I write, it comes down to habit. It's all down to habit, absolutely. And that's something that I will contest to completely. It wasn't until I found a time of day that I was comfortable with that I said to myself, okay, so this hour per day is mine. This is what I will pick to write with. And committed to that and made that happen, that I managed to start cranking out the words to my first novel. And that ended up being about 80,000 words. And that was just each day. It took about 80 days just chipping away. And I think what people need to work out is there are pockets of time in your life for things that you want if you wish to prioritize them. Now, before I started taking writing seriously, I didn't prioritize writing. I'd dabble here and there. I'd write in spontaneous evenings every couple of weeks, every couple of months, perhaps. But once I knew that writing was what I wanted to pursue, it wasn't so hard to find those pockets of time. You just put aside the things that aren't getting you closer to where you're going. So for me, that was maybe watching one less episode of Breaking Bad, or maybe playing half hour less of whatever game I was choosing to play at the time, and using just that small time to start building up that foundation, start building up that habit. It is a slow process. It starts off infinitesimally small for most people. When I first put my head to it, I was cranking out probably about 200, 300 words per hour, perhaps, which it's about an A4 page on Microsoft Word, which isn't too bad, to be fair. But obviously, if you're looking at writing larger projects, that's going to be very, very slow going. So to give you a little bit now of my kind of writing habits and how I find those pockets of time amidst my chaotic schedule, I work in town, which is about 3 miles from where I live. So normally I get up in the morning, I'll cycle into town an hour before work. And I'm a little bit hipster in that I find cafes to sit in just purely because it's somewhere open, it's somewhere warm. And if people are watching you, there's just a kind of expectation of pressure to write anyway. So you feel you have to do that service. And yeah, I sit in the cafe and I write for an hour, normally crank out enough words to make me happy. And in that hour itself, I find that I am very productive because I normally just get straight up, get straight to work, don't even think about it and just go for my word count. I also have an hour for lunch every day or 5 days a week, which I sit down and again, I use that to write because I know that otherwise all I would be doing is wandering around town or eating or drinking when I know that that's not helping me towards my end goal. And then straight away there, I've got 2 hours in the day where I can sit and write. And normally I crank out about 2,000 words, which at the minute is going towards my book that I'm writing for my half of my project with Luke, Project Dan, which I know we've spoken about a lot. And it's just chipping away at that limestone. And a lot of that comes in habit. A lot of that comes in just being patient and going for it. And a lot of that comes with focus. So I think the real answer to the question, how do you juggle writing around a full-time job, is really answered in another question, which is, how much do you want it? Again, like I said at the beginning, if you want a novel, if you want to make big with your writing and go full-time, you've got to put in the hours, you've got to put in that work, and that's got to come from somewhere. And that will start from reassessing the things that you do that don't really have much impact on your life. Things like watching telly, things like gaming, things like maybe if it's playing football down the park, whatever it is you're doing, just work out your priorities and realize how much you want it. Now, if you're short story writing and you want to submit to things like websites and things like magazines for publication, it's maybe a little bit easier. You can do some words here and there, and in about 2 weeks, you've got yourself a 2,000 word story, which you can submit. And maybe it'll do well, maybe it won't. It depends entirely on the magazine. But yeah, it all comes down to building that habit, practicing and getting better. And the more that you hit at it, the faster you will get as well. Just to reiterate, by the time I started, I was hitting 300 words an hour. And now I'm pretty much quadruple that, sometimes five times that, just purely for the fact that I've been at it every day now for 2 years. And it's drilling that habit and it's just getting it going. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully for those people interested in either starting to write and wanting to find that time in their busy schedule, just know that there are other people going through it. Well, most of the people at Hawk and Cleaver are also in full-time employment, yet still find time to get those words in and get these podcasts out for you guys to help you with your writing. So yeah, best of luck with finding those pockets of time, with building those habits, and we're getting those words on the page. Until next time.
Enjoy that? Yeah, of course you did. Then why not leave us a review in the iTunes store? Toodlepip.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
it.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.